Hello there. Welcome. It is Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. That was a weird way to start, but we're going to roll right on through. Max Crawford is with me. We had a couple thunderstorms, a very few amount of thunderstorms rolled through last night, and now we're on to better weather. But first,
statistics with Shell.
Yeah, okay, so this one won't take very long. We really dove into it yesterday, but it is now official that the morning temperature of April 1st, we started yesterday at Eastwood Airport at 72 degrees. That is now the new record for warmth at night, the record high minimum, the warmest low temperature of record for the first day of April that we've clocked since 1882. And a reminder that yes, the weather pattern, because of the wind, because of the cloud cover, because of the moisture, meant that it was expected to be an above average day. But this type of warmth that we've never experienced on this day before, at least in our recorded history, was made more so by the effects of a warming climate.
Well, let's cool things down a little bit, shall we? Looks more and more like we'll be saying hello there. Welcome to some 40s over the next couple mornings. Not this morning, mind you, but for Wednesday and probably Thursday too. So jacket weather in the morning, and then at some point later on in the morning or early afternoon, you'll be shedding those extra layers because we're getting right back into the 70s to almost 80 degrees. Wednesday, the coolest day overall with high temperatures only in the low 70s and plenty of sunshine. This is the type of spring weather that we love to brag about getting every now and again until things just get miserably hot. So get out there and enjoy it. I suppose things will get just a little bit more humid and a little bit warmer in the morning by the time we get to this weekend, but it should still be pretty pleasant. At least for right now, we're not really expecting anything nearly as stuffy as what we had to wake up to yesterday and the rest of that extended forecast.
All right, so let's talk about the next one because it's going to dive down to the center of the country and almost mimic what we were dealing with yesterday and today. Two areas of low pressure, one to the north of Texas, one to the west of Texas. The one west of Texas is the one that brings the Pacific moisture in. That's mid and high level moisture. If it's high level moisture, you could still see an eclipse. If it is mid level moisture or low level moisture, it makes it a little tougher. So that's adding the cloud cover there. We have moisture being pumped in from the Gulf of Mexico. Really little disturbances popping out from this thing. All that to be said, it's not an overwhelming rain chance, at least from the data we can see right now for your eclipse day Monday, but there is the chance that we could see a few disturbances that prompts some rain and thunderstorms. And also the cloud cover could be an issue for us as well. This also probably doesn't cross the state of Texas until sometime early to mid next week. So what that means is eventually it will bring a bigger rain chance for thunderstorms, maybe a bit of severe weather as well. Our data as of late has kind of really moved that more towards Tuesday. But you're interested in Monday, aren't you? Because we all want to look to the sky and try to see something neat up there. So for the latest on that, Max has the update.
Well, it ain't great news, but it's not necessarily worse news than what we told you at this point yesterday. And just for that glimmer of hope, I won't throw in the sad trombone as of right now. Essentially, what we're looking at is some longer range models and the average of a bunch of said models with little teeny tiny adjustments made to them and then thrown out over a computer screen to show you, hey, what's the likelihood of clouds versus clear skies? Well, a couple of those members of those model outputs are saying, hey, you know what? Maybe we'll find at least a couple glimmers of sunshine throughout the day on Monday, but there's also still plenty of strong data to support that we'll see at least partly to mostly cloudy skies on Monday, and a chance for some showers and storms at that. But don't give up hope just yet. We still got plenty of time to fine-tune that forecast for you.
Alrighty, friends, that'll do it here for this Tuesday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. We will keep you updated on those sky conditions, but until then, enjoy the weather. Beautiful weather coming our way over the next few days. For Max Crawford, I'm Shel Winkley. We'll see you back here on the next edition of the Pinpoint Podcast.